For many deaf children, overcoming communication barriers can be a challenge, but those from non-English speaking backgrounds often face additional obstacles. Deaf Children Australia Chief Executive Roz Keenan says much is misunderstood about deaf and hard of hearing children from culturally and linguistically diverse or CALD backgrounds.
Often children from a CALD background with a hearing loss of some descript have barriers in terms of communicating with their peers, with their teachers, but also with their own family. So it can be quite isolating and debilitating to their emotional well-being.
EarScience Institute Chief Executive Sandra Bellicom says it's important to be aware of the particular challenges some recently migrated parents might face.
Their parents might not necessarily have the education or the experience. They might not have their support network here with them. I think it would be challenging, and particularly as if that parent was to go to the GP and not necessarily be able to explain to the GP the child's behaviour or understand what the GP is trying to explain. And in some cultures, the concept of disability is perceived very differently than others.
Louisa Willoughby, an applied linguist who has worked with deaf community groups for more than a decade, says services for families of deaf children from diverse backgrounds are improving.
This is a population that is really growing and that hasn't been served so well in the past. And so I think it has sometimes been thought of as just this is an interesting but a kind of a kooky case, or a case that we don't see it that often, so we don't have to be that concerned about it. But I think it really is becoming a very noticeable part of the deaf community, and we need to be serving these people properly and taking these issues seriously.
Dr. Willoughby says previous misunderstandings about deafness meant children missed out on experiencing their own cultures.
That old advice, you know, in Australia in the 60s and 70s of you have to speak English to your children or they won't learn it, is not good advice. Mm-hmm. So I think people are becoming more aware that actually it is possible and indeed desirable to keep speaking a heritage language if the child it has enough auditory input that they can acquire spoken language, then just like anyone, they can acquire more than one spoken language.
Audiologist Chris Brennan-Jones has been working with deaf children from a variety of groups, including remote Indigenous communities and refugees. Dr. Brennan-Jones says a standardised approach to treating deaf and hard of hearing children can sometimes miss cultural nuances.
It's important to encourage parents to trust in the cultural ways and practices that they have been brought up in as well, and not always try and fit a standardised box. I mean, language development is always going to be prioritised and will be monitored, but you don't want to lose that cultural diversity and richness that the children have from these backgrounds as well. I think there's always work that can be done on that, and I think it's really about talking to the communities that you serve and finding out what their needs are from them rather than assuming you know what will be best.
More than 12,000 children in Australia are deaf or have a significant hearing loss. And as Australia becomes increasingly multicultural, Ms. Bellicom says the key is for those in the sector to provide individualised solutions for all families.
For the most part, it doesn't matter where a parent comes from. If they see that there's something not going particularly well with their child, they all care just as much as each other, and as long as we incorporate within the service that we provide in a medical setting that we can support people with English as a second language, then I think parents will have a chance, no matter what their background is, to make sure that their child is cared for.